chasing it down every day. Live, local, on it. Curtis and Cosby.
Curtis Sliwa.
Rita Cosby.
Curtis
Cosby.
77 WABC.
Bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
Bicycle.
12:38 here on 77 WABC, and recently it was revealed that there were a whole bunch of thumbtacks, put in the bike lanes in Sunnyside, Queens. And I'm not all for that, but I am for being unbelievably frustrated with the bicycles. And joining us is the big, I think probably the biggest bike expert in New York City. He is also the editor-in-chief of Streets Blog NYC. Gersh Kuntzman joins Curtis and Cosby. How are you, Gersh?
Well, Rita, you flatter me. I'm certainly not the greatest expert, but I appreciate that.
I think you are. You know, Curtis and I, we don't compliment you a lot, especially about bikes.
Let me correct you. The all-time expert on riding bicycles is Pee Wee Herman with a bow tie. Then comes Gersh Kuntzman, and they're like two peas in a pod, soup and a sandwich, a horse and a carriage.
Curtis, how can you figure out the two of them? Sometimes they look very similar.
Oh, Gersh, I've never seen wear a bow tie.
Okay, so now that we cleared that up, Gersh, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And I do know you have a great deal of frustration with bicycles for some reason, but I will start at the very start and remind you that everybody who has been killed on the streets of New York, we're up at about 145, were killed by drivers.
And listen, there are some crazy drivers in New York, but, and, you know, it's interesting for me, Gersh, because I grew up in a biking home. My dad loved biking. My dad used to do triathlons. You know, the biking is a big part of it. So we used to, that was like a very lovely part of growing up. But that's different than in the city, in the heart of the city. And I am so frustrated when I drive down the street and when I'm in a taxi and the lanes are getting smaller and smaller for drivers and they seem to be getting bigger and bigger for bikes. What do we do? How do we find this balance, Gersh? I'm going to tear my hair out.
Well, we do know that congestion is the biggest problem, and the simplest way to solve congestion in New York City would be to charge people to drive into New York City. The vast majority of New Yorkers do not need to drive into New York City, so like any toll, any bridge is tolled, or a tunnel is tolled, there should be a toll to drive into New York City. That would reduce the frustration you feel a great deal of it, because it'd be so much less congestion.
What about removing the bikes? What about just saying, listen, some cities, it's just not good. You just keep the bikes to Central Park and some of the other locations like that. What about thinking about the drivers?
You're talking about recreational cycling, and that's certainly, I advocate that all over the city. The reason I like bike lanes and the reason why bike lanes are good for the city is for multiple reasons. One, cycling is safer. Cycling is better for the environment. Cycling, by adding bike lanes, allows the Department of Transportation to put roads on what we call a road diet, so that people are less likely to speed. As you know, speeding drivers are the cause of all of the death and destruction on the streets of New York. You know that. You just occasionally see a reckless cyclist. None of us supports reckless cycling. You occasionally see a reckless cyclist, and that suddenly becomes the negativity bias in your brain. The fact is, the vast majority of drivers are speeding, and they're speeding in 3,000-pound vehicles.
Now, let me ask you a question, Gersh. It would seem to me that people would be sympathetic, empathetic to your cause, promoting more bicycle usage, especially during the work days. But a lot of people were applauding somebody or some group that spread hundreds of tacks on a bike lane in Sunnyside. In fact, they were actually high-fiving, saying, man, could they do this in the other bike lanes? And I knew you must have taken umbrage to this.
Well, I didn't just take umbrage. First of all, I would object to your characterization that many people were applauding this. Actually, even the people who opposed those bike lanes were appalled at what I've been calling a terror attack. Yes, a terror attack.
A terror
on
attack?
A bike lane.
A terror attack?
How is that a terror attack?
We all define terrorism as any effort by a political group to prevent innocent people from going about their daily lives, and that's exactly what this was. By putting thumbtacks in a bike lane, you risk injuries to cyclists and pedestrians by doing that.
That's yeah, but with all attack. The shredded glass that are out there on the asphalt that both drivers and bicyclists have to deal with, and the other impediments that don't get removed by the sanitation department, it's not like they send the sweepers out there as they did years ago. You're worried about thumbtacks?
Well, I'm not worried about the thumbtacks. I'm worried about the political ramifications of someone or some group of people who intentionally tried to cause injury to cyclists. Now, you talk about glass on the streets. That's from crashes between cars and other cars or cars and pedestrians. That's going to happen, and that'll get cleaned up. But this was a willful, intentional act, and that, to me, is terrorism.
So do you have any idea who this nefarious group might be? Because this seems like it was well-plotted, well-planned, well-executed.
Well, we've been asking the NYPD if they have any suspects. I think they should be treating this as a hate crime because, as you know, there have been some people in Queens, like with the group Queen Streets for All, who have been vehemently opposed to these bike lanes. And at one point in a letter to the editor of the Queens Sunnyside Post, someone said, let's get out the thumbtacks. Well, that's a hate crime as far as I'm concerned.
A hate crime?
Wait, will you stick thumbtacks up their fingernails if they're caught?
I do not believe in torture, as you know. I believe in the Geneva Conventions. I believe this person should be caught and brought to punishment by the full extent of the law.
Would you consider waterboarding to extract the information?
I believe I've asked and answered that question. I do not believe in torture as you do, Curtis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I have to work with him every day. You see what I endure, Gersh.
No, we have to listen to him. That's torture.
So now, what do you think they'll ever catch? The thumbtacker. And is this the worst thing you've seen against sort of cyclists that people are just frustrated? What are some of the other things people have done other than laying down thumbtacks to try to destroy the cyclists of New York?
Well, I mean, the thumbtacks is a willful act, and I'm kind of kidding aside. It's a serious thing. I don't see people doing that. Look, people are frustrated. I know that pedestrians often go to police precinct council meetings, and we urge them to go, and they complain to the local precinct captains about reckless cyclists. Now, unfortunately, a lot of cyclists don't go to police precinct council meetings to complain about drivers, but the drivers, as we know, are the vast majority of the problem. All of the deaths and 99% of the crashes have been caused by drivers. But those people, we don't seem to complain about those people. We're busy complaining about a handful of reckless cyclists, and we're even committing terror attacks on their bike lanes to get them to stop. It's outrageous.
Now, last week, Gersh Kunstman, I went to Baruch College to testify against the MTA, the money-taking agency that wants to raise the fare. And there were proponents there who were promoting the e-bikes and the e-scooters, especially in lieu of the fact that the L-Train tunnel and obviously the subway stations themselves will be shut down for close to 2 years. Is this a remedy, or do you find it is unfair competition?
All e-bikes. The good thing for Rita in this one, the bill that is moving through the city council would cap the speeds of those bikes, both types of bikes, at 20 miles an hour, which, as you know, is slower than cars. And I don't know if you've ridden an electric city bike or an electric jump bike around town. They are fantastic. You can make very long commutes relatively easily because you get a little bit of an electric boost, although you don't go over 20 miles an hour on a city bike, and that's fantastic.
All right, let's go to the phone. Seth from Dix Hills on the line. Welcome to Curtis, Rita Cosby, and Gersh Kunstman. Seth?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you all?
Good. What do you think about, is it a terrorist attack, these thumbtacks?
Absolutely not. In fact, I feel terrorized when the cyclists come around my car. They don't obey any of the traffic rules, and they are extremely aggressive when they drive. So, no, I don't think it's a nice thing to do, but it's certainly far cry from what they do on the road intimidating people.
Ah, let's get Gersh to respond. Gersh?
Well, I think that you need to be aware that every death on the city of New York streets has been caused by a driver. Now, there are accidents, there are crashes involving cyclists. I do acknowledge that, obviously. But this notion of they don't follow the rules is a specious argument because the rules were created for drivers. It's ridiculous. The roads are not for drivers. The roads are for everybody.
Let's go to Andrew.
For drivers, that's an absurd argument. It's not a specious argument than what I'm making, because the roads are for drivers. They were allowed onto the roads under the condition that they would follow all of the existing traffic laws, which you admit they do not. And your excuse is simply that they don't kill people. They don't kill people directly, but they cause accidents that do kill people and hurt people.
All right, uh-huh. let's get uh-huh. Gersh to respond. Gersh, you got a good debater here in Seth.
Yeah, I do. If you look at the statistics, the vast majority, well above 90%, of the crashes in New York City are caused by drivers. Drivers don't follow the rules. As you know, we had speed cameras in 4 years, they wrote 4.5 million speeding tickets against drivers, and that's just during school hours.
But, Gersh, you got to admit, there are some crazy... I'll tell you, some of these delivery guys on bikes, I told you, I opened a door one time of a cab, and a guy went toppling. Luckily, I was happy he got off his bike and continued on. But it is scary.
I always acknowledge that. There are some reckless cyclists. But when you can catch 4.5 million people, drivers, speeding in 4 years, just during school hours, from just 140 speed cameras, that tells you got a problem with speeding cars.
Let's go to Andrea calling from Montville. Welcome to WABC, Andrea.
Hi, how are you? Ah, these bicyclists make me crazy. First of all, those outfits are just stupid looking. I can't stand the way they look, number one. I know that's totally insignificant, but I live in a rural area, suburban, rural, semi, and they're all over the place. You know what? I have to worry about my safety, and I have to worry when I'm in the car to drive around these people all the time. Can't they just find someplace, somewhere in the state of New Jersey, New York, where they can all go for a ride? Get a stationary bike, for crying out loud.
All right, let's get Gersh. Hey, Gersh, first of all, what about those crazy outfits?
Well, the outfits stink.
The
outfits stink, but the woman on the phone is making a ridiculous point. There's a vast majority of New York City cyclists who cycle because of the economic need. I mean, the fact is, this is not just recreation. We cycle, A, to save money, and B, because there's a lot of people who simply don't have the money for a monthly subway pass. It's quite expensive. This is the easiest and most efficient and best for the environment to get around.
Oh, I'm sure it is. So move out of the city and find another place to live. To be honest with you, I've driven in the city, and it's annoying. It's purely annoying.
Yeah, well, Andrea, you got to understand, Gersh Kuntzman, if you got to know him, he's annoying. Without even knowing that he is a bicyclist aficionado.
Woo, let's go to Frank from the Bronx. Frank, you're here with Curtis and Cosby.
I'm live? I can't believe it.
You are live, baby. Go ahead.
All right, I'll get to it. I know of a woman that was run down by a... illegal delivery man, trust me, I know it was illegal, about 7-8 years ago, right in front of a house in Manhattan by 100th Street. This past June, I'm crossing the street. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm paying attention. I got the right of way. A guy whips around the corner, comes towards me. I stopped, hoping he would go in front of me. That's the way his trajectory should have went. He turned the bike right into me, went down, torn rotator cuff, laying in the street. He didn't help me up. He left. I told him how much I liked him and appreciated him being here on Earth. And he just walked away.
See?
Left me there.
You see, Gersh, you see? You're defending those who need to be incarcerated, Frank.
So just to be clear, I've never defended reckless cycling. What I am telling you, the statistics show, a sober review of the statistics show that the vast majority, and we're talking well over 90% of crashes are caused by drivers, as I said, 4.5 million speeding tickets written just between school hours by 140
cameras. Yeah, but wouldn't you admit, Gersh, that a lot of them are because of the quotas imposed upon the cops and the traffic agents by City Hall that bills $1 billion in tickets into their budget each year?
Quotas by a speed camera? By an unmanned.
Of course, because you're like an inch over and boom, they clip you.
An inch over, 36 miles an hour. Those cameras are set for 36 miles an hour. That's 11 miles above the speed limit. Do you know how much destruction a 3,000-pound vehicle does at 36 miles an hour?
You just want to get rid of SUVs. You want to get rid of trucks.
Is,
oh, yes.
It is absolutely shocking that we are discussing the death and destruction caused by a random reckless cyclist versus the millions of automobiles that are driven recklessly every day on our roadways. It is shocking to me that you will even allow this, Curtis.
Well, you know what? We're going to allow a lot more. We get a lot of callers on the line. Gersh, great to have you here on the show. Everybody check out the determined cyclist defender, editor-in-chief, Streets Blog NYC. Thanks so much, Gersh.
Call anytime.
Thank you. We'll be right back, everybody.